Radio.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that you are Lord, you are God, you are King. There is no God greater than you, Lord God. We thank you tonight for what you've done already, what you're about to do. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving because you are doing great things in the atmosphere, great things in our lives. You are the God who load us up with benefits every day in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus for who you are. You are God. You are Lord. There's no God greater than you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus that we can call on your name. Hallelujah. We can say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. Oh, Lord God, we come to repent before you tonight for all that you've done, all that you're about to do on our behalf. You have done great things. You have rescued us from the enemy. You have protected us morning, noon, and night from the arrows that fly by day. In the name of Jesus, there's no God greater, no God holier, no God mightier than you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Father, we are grateful tonight that you allow us to be on the radio for such a time as this. And we are thankful, Father God, that we could call on your mighty name, your holy name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just call on you tonight, and we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we could call on your mighty name, your holy name, and you heard us before we called. And, Father, we come. We come just honoring you, giving you glory, giving you praise, giving you thanks, honoring you as the Most High God, honoring you as Lord, as King, as Savior. In the name of Jesus, Father, I cover everybody on the lines, those who are coming on with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you are great and greatly praised. We honor your presence today. We thank you for who you are. And who, Moko Shabaka Didiaka. Oh, yeah, we thank you tonight, Lord God, that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy and thy great magnificent name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We just honor you right now, and we thank you tonight, Lord God. Oh, yeah, we thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us, Jehovah Shalom, peace. You are making peace in the earth realm, peace all over the world. We thank you for the peace that you are giving us in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We usually play an opening song, but it's not playing today, so we are calling on our co-hosts. Good evening, everybody.
Welcome to University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I am your co-host, Levi Turner from Holland, Michigan.
And I am your host, Caritha Gantling from Jacksonville, Florida, known as Sister G as well. Good evening.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the University of Biblical Studies right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for everything lining up with you, Lord Jesus. Everything going your way, Lord God. Thank you for protection over the fivefold ministry in the name of Jesus and over anybody who needs it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask for healing right now in the name of Jesus for anybody who is feeling backaches right now in the name of Jesus. But we give you praise, Lord God. And we believe it effective immediately with no backlash, retribution, or retaliation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we continually bless and honor you. I thank you, Lord God, for University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We give you praise and thanks for what you're doing. Oh, yeah, what you're going to do tonight. Have your way. We surrender all to you tonight, Lord God, in the mighty holy name of Jesus. We surrender all to you, and we say hallelujah to the Most High God. Have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight that we are covered in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we are thanking you for everything that you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, those things that you've done already, hallelujah, we thank you that you are our peacemaker, that we have peace within us, peace in our house, peace in our neighborhood, our city, our country, our state, everywhere. We have peace, oh God. So we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We honor your mighty presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, we are blessed tonight. We have with us Minister Jerry and Lola Vaughn. They're going to do a rap there from Mississippi. We thank God for them. Good evening, Vaughn family. How y'all doing?
Good evening. We're doing wonderful. Wonderful.
Amen. Okay. We're ready to do the rap tonight. Hallelujah.
All righty. We're ready. And I have my niece on the line as well, too.
Is she on that number with you or another number?
Yamara, hold on 1 second. I think she's calling in. Hold on one second.
Okay, is she on 601-452 number?
Where's your call, baby? Where's my
call? Sister Vaughn. Sister Vaughn.
Sister
Vaughn. Is she on 601-452 number? Hello? Oh, okay, I can't hear you now. You're way away from the phone.
Okay, I don't think that's her, but I'll call and make sure.
No, don't worry about it. You could just do your rap if you're ready.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey. Hey, yo, listen up. It's time for me to rhyme. I'm Brother Vaughn. You see, I'm right on time. I'm not slipping or kipping or taking a nap, but I'm praying in the spirit, standing in the gap. Hear me out. Jesus is alive. Yo, he's not dead. He's glorified, you know, from Baton Rouge to Birmingham. When the saints get together, it's time to jam. From Louisiana to Alabama, the word of the Lord is a sword, a hammer. Jesus the Christ, he's not dead, yo. He put his foot on the devil's head. You know, from coast to coast, and God, we boast, he's high lifted up, you know he's killing most. I'm not rough nor from the coast. I'm full of fire and the Holy Ghost. No way, no way. No way, no way.
People tell kids all the time that if it's for marriage, it ain't no crime. But look at our girls pregnant in the street because they couldn't control their sexual heat. He told you that he loved you, but he played you for a fool. Now you're pregnant with this baby, gotta drop out of school. Now you're standing in the welfare line. And the boy said the baby ain't mine. Abused, confused, feeling misused, rocking his baby and singing the blues. Why did I do it? Why didn't I wait until I got married? But now it's too late. Feeling all alone, your virginity is gone. You call him at his house, he won't pick up the phone. Your mama always told you that men were full of lies. They tell you anything to get between your eyes.
No way, no way, no way, no way. Yes, I'm a demon, a wolf in sheep's clothes. I blow your mind and open your nose. A pusher, a loser, I'm a liar. I take your soul to the lake of fire. burn, baby, burn. You make my flesh shine. I messed up other women, but now it's your turn.
Not.
You tell me that your mama got you on the pill.
Yeah.
If you really love me, then you will.
Not.
Because you're the only woman that makes my heart cheer. You're just another dummy that'll set up for the kill.
Please.
Tell the young lady what that reply should be. Thank you, son.
I'm a born-again Christian. Haven't you heard? Keep your hands off my body and your mind on the word. I'm not for rent, and I ain't for sale. So get out of my face. I ain't going to hell. I know you want a hug. I know you want a kiss. But until we get married, you won't touch this. Sex before marriage, it isn't right. When you're washed in the blood and walking in the light, and you ain't getting none to honeymoon night. So keep your zippers up or you gonna get a fight. I know I look good from head to toe, but until we get married, I got to say no. No way.
No bed.
No AIDS.
Not dead.
No sex.
No hex.
No contract.
No contact.
No ring.
Nothing.
So stop shacking.
And start packing.
I know I'm just a cold as ice. No commitment in marriage. Don't touch the merchandise. We're born again.
We'll sing. Was that when?
We are.
Victorious over sin.
We are
victorious in the sun.
And we are winners, and we're number one. So, girls, keep your dress down and your legs crossed. Then your virginity, it won't be lost. Keep your dress down and your legs crossed. Then your virginity, it won't be lost.
No way.
No way. No way.
No, no bed.
Hey, young girl, don't be no fool. Sex before marriage,
it is a cool. He doesn't love you, he's like a dog in feet. You ain't nothing to him but a piece of fresh meat. Sex is something wonderful, sex is something good. Sex is something beautiful but misunderstood. God made sex something great, but you don't need none till you marry your mate.
And on your wedding day, down the aisle, and bride is, you can spouse. You can wait until everybody wants to leave with your spouse and then get it on. It's honeymoon night, you can turn down the light, you can hug and kiss with all your might, because
sex and marriage in God's sight is pure and holy.
All right. If you're acting strange and you want to make a change, you think you're going to fall, who you going to call? Say,
Jesus.
Word.
The lustbuster.
Here we go, here we go. Say
Jesus.
Word.
The lustbuster.
One more time, say
Jesus. Word.
The lustbuster. Kick it in, y'all. Help us. No wed.
No bed.
No AIDS.
Not dead.
No sex.
No hip.
No contract.
No contact.
No ring.
Nothing.
So stop shacking.
Start packing. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you all. That was awesome. Ooh, it was wonderful. I thank God for that. Oh, my God. It was so beautiful. That's what we all need to hear. No wet, no bed. Thank you all,
the
Bond family. We appreciate you. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah.
Let me pray for you real quick. Father, I thank you for the Vaughn family. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I thank you for blessing them in safety and peace and protecting them from seen and unseen dangers. And, Lord, as they go from place to place, Lord God, go before them, go with them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as they carry your word, Lord God, carry them in the name of Jesus. Meet every need, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, give them strength, give them more energy in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bless you all. We love y'all.
Amen. We got. Excuse me. I have my niece on the line. If you wanted her to see.
Yes. What's her name? Yamara.
Yamara. Uh huh.
Yamara. All right. Hello, Yamara. How are you? Yamara, are you there? Yamara. I can't hear her. All right, hold on, hold on. They hung up on that line. Okay, are you all on this line?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, you're Myra?
I'm here.
How old are you?
10.
10 years old. What are you going to sing, baby?
There is power in the name of Jesus.
All right, you're Myra. Go right ahead.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
It's all right, by the time you find it, you ain't gonna be able to
get on. To break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Me, just stay on with me.
Break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain. There's an army rising up.
Oh, yeah.
There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Yamara. 10 years old, got a powerful voice. We thank God for her. Father, I thank you for Yamara, this precious young, mighty woman of God. We decree and declare that she's covered with the blood in the name of Jesus, that she, oh God, in the name of Jesus, shall continue in you. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against Yamara shall prosper. She will not be taken off to the world, but she will continuously stay faithful to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for all that you're doing in Yamara, in her voice. I thank you, Lord God, that you are training her and teaching her to your ways. She shall, okay, rise above in the name of Jesus.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
All right. Yes, Yamara.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Can I sing another song?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, Yamara. What are you going to sing? Yamara?
It's the cold, and you feel all alone. But hold on, better days are coming. It's the roof, and that's worth it. But I know it ain't easy, but hang on in there. I know better days are coming. You think good, you think bad, you've been happy and sad. just remember the better days, better days are coming. Better days, better days, better days, better days. I feel it better days are coming. Better days, better days, better days, better days. I feel it better days.
Amen. Your days are coming.
Hallelujah. For your going through, yeah. But stay focused and never lose sight. I know people, they don't stay there to feel inside. But keep on smiling, everything will be alright.
Anybody from the different universe.
for our youth right now. In the name of Jesus, we stand in the gap for them right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we intercede, God, for them right now. And God, we snatch them out of the hands of the enemy, oh God. God, we declare and decree, God, that no weapon that is formed against our youth, oh God, shall be able to prosper, oh God. And every tongue that shall rise up against them in judgment, God, we declare that it shall be condemned in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for the spirit of salvation, God, rising up in our youth, oh, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for pouring out your flesh, oh God, for pouring out your spirit, God, upon all flesh, God, so that sons and daughters, God, may prophesy, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that our young people, God, won't turn to the left. God, they won't turn to the right, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, you said straight, God, narrow is the way, God, in the name of Jesus, that leads to everlasting life. So God, we pray for our young people now, God, that they will walk the straight and narrow path, oh God, that leads to everlasting life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we snatch them out of the hands of the enemy, oh God. We snatch them out of the pits of hell right now, in the name of Jesus right now, God. We thank you for the youth, God. We thank you for the families right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the mothers and the fathers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the grandparents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we just ask you, oh God, to continue, God, to keep good influences around our children, in the name of Jesus, God. God, shield them from gun violence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Shield their minds right now, in the name of Jesus. Shield their minds, oh God, from peer pressure. Shield their minds, God, from negativity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, cover these children, cover these youth right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We declare that they are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They are lenders and not borrowers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, oh God, for our youth. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for families, oh God. We thank you for bringing families back together, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against every broken home right now, in the name of Jesus. Every broken relationship, oh God, mothers and fathers, oh God, sons and daughters, oh God, in the name of Jesus, fathers and sons and mothers and daughters, oh God. God, we ask you, oh God, to repair and restore in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for a spirit of restoration coming forth in our homes, oh God, that child, God, is coming back home, God, in the name of Jesus, that prodigal daughter, that prodigal son, God, we call them home right now, in the name of Jesus, God, not just to their physical home, but God, we call them, God, to their spiritual home, God, we call them back to God, in the name of Jesus, we call their souls back to God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that everything that they have been taught, God, shall rise up in them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and cause them to come back home, in the name of Jesus, God. Mother, we thank you, God, for praying for your child, and we're declaring and decreeing right now that your child is coming home in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Don't give up on your child. Don't give up on your children, because God is bringing them back home. God, we thank you for doing it, God. We bless you for doing it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you all the praise for what you're already doing, oh God, and we declare, God, and decree that it is so, God, and we seal it with praise. We seal it with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome. Awesome, amen. My daughter. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank God for Evangelist Laurel from Jacksonville, Florida. We have Prophetess Jackie Sublette from Atlanta, Georgia. She's going to pray for the youth and their families as well. Good evening, Prophetess Jackie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
We're so grateful to have you tonight. We'll go right ahead and pray for the youth and their families. We appreciate you.
Okay. Y'all bear with me because I have to cough so much. So just bear with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, God of Abraham, God of Isaac. God, we ask you to move right now like never before. We call all the children, all the small children, all the teenagers, God. God, we ask you to put a head of protection around them, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up every satanic force that try to come against our children. We bind up every evil spirit that try to hinder them from being obedient unto their parents, God. God, we ask you to shield them just like you shield the angels, just like you shield your people. In the name of Jesus, from the north to the west, God, we want you to move, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit that not like God. We send it back to the pits in which it come from, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we the head and not the tail. They're the beginning and not the end. And God, we ask you to move right now on these children and their homes and their parents. In the name of Jesus, we curse the coronavirus that try to contact with our children. We curse it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit that not like God in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to watch over them. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to take them forth, God. God, we ask you to move like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to use them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God, we ask you right now. God, we count it done right now, Jesus. God, there's some children out there that need prayer. God, teach our children, teach them how to pray, God. Let us be a light to the children, not to scold them, but let us be a light, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit that try to come against them, in the name of Jesus. God, these are your children. We give them back to you, God, and we ask you to use them mightily so they can stand and they'll stand in the name of Jesus. I bind up every satanic forces that try to come against those children up in north, in the south, in the west, in the east, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you're able to do all things. We know that you are God that can heal, deliver, in the name of Jesus. I bind up every suicide spirit that try to come against our children, every demonic force that try to get them to lack, in Jesus' name. I bind up every spirit that want them to be incarcerated. These are your children, God. They're called. They're the blessing. God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to take us to higher ground, God. Take us higher, God, in the last and even days, God. We ask you to move like never before, God. We bind up everything that not like God in the name of Jesus. Every suicide spirit that try to come against our children, we curse it and send it back. These are the children of Abraham. These are the generation from Isaac, God. They're blessed and not cursed. They're above and not beneath. That every child under the sun will be blessed today, God, in the name of Jesus. They will mount up like eagles. They will mount up, God, like eagles. They'll be used like never before. They'll be called to their ministry, to their purpose in life, God. God, we give you praise. We give you honor on the things that you're going to do for our children in 2020. They will do more things than we ever thought of, God. They will rise above, and they will mount like eagles, God, and they'll begin to walk in the presence of God, and they'll begin to cry out to God like never before, in the name of Jesus. These are the children that are going to go forth. These are the children that are going to pray and lay hands on their elders. These are the children that are going to be used for miracles and for your glory, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Jackie. We appreciate that powerful prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we're continuing on. We have the Turner family on with us from Holland, Michigan. They're going to sing a song. Good evening, family. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Amen. What are y'all going to sing tonight?
In the name of Jesus.
All right, thank you.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who shall be able to stand before us when we call on that name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who shall be able to stand before us when we call on that name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, later on I may call on you to sing that other song, but can you state your name, Turner Children, and your age? Thank you.
This is Micah Turner. I'm 17.
This is Tyrese Turner. I'm 17.
This is Lily Turner. I'm 14.
This is Levi Turner. I'm 13.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for the children tonight. I thank God for using the children in his kingdom. He said, allow the children to come unto me. Don't stop them. Let them come. They're part of the kingdom too. So we don't want them to sit on the bench on Sunday, on Wednesday. We want them to participate. Hallelujah. From the youngest to the oldest, even if the baby is crying a song, we want them to sing out that song. Many babies sing songs when they're little bitty things. People say, oh, yeah, they singing a song. When they're in church, they singing a song. So we thank God for the parents singing the songs with them, singing the songs to them. They'll learn them. They'll learn them. Jesus loves me, this I know. They learn songs at early ages from the belly forth. So we thank God for the children from the youngest to the oldest. Well, I thank God for each of you tonight. Our co-host is coming back on. Our co-host tonight is Levi Turner. Good evening again, Levi. It's on you.
Good evening. Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to participate.
Amen, amen. I thank God for each of you tonight. Well, God has a word for not just for the young people, but for everyone who's on. I thank God. We've been studying about University of Biblical Studies, we first started out with who is God and what does he want with me? And then we are on purity. So part of the purity lesson is the hormone issue and how should we deal with it. Last week we talked about Joseph and how he dealt with the hormone issue, how he left his coat behind when the enemy came after him. So we got to teach our young people, look, run from the enemy. Don't play with the enemy. Run. Run. Yep. Run while you're giving them the word. It is written. So we thank God. You know, when young people, boys and girls, reach a certain age, their hormones change. It happened to us as adults, which caused changes in their bodies. Hair began to grow on different parts of their bodies, their armpits, their pubic hair develops in their body, pubic hair. Girls develop breasts in their hair, under their armpits, and they have in their pubic area. Girls begin to menstruate, have their periods. Many develop acne. You know, we have to teach them how to take care of their skin, what to put in their skin. Many children are on cold drinks instead of drinking water, and they're eating a lot of chocolate candy and those kind of things. That's causing problems. Boys begin to develop testicles. Their penis size increase. Girls get hair under their, boys get hair under their armpits, on their faces. They begin to develop sometimes breast tissue. Their voices deepen. Their muscles get stronger. They may develop acne also. So they go through emotional changes as well. I remember going through many emotional changes. You know, when my mama or my dad said something to me sometime when I was going through the hormone change, it was sort of irritating to me. And I guess they said, what is wrong with that child? But thank God they were patient and loving and kind, and they would talk to me. They ain't yelling at me, what's wrong with you? You better chat. No, they sit down and talk to me. They would explain to me what was going on in my body and the different changes. So we got to talk to our children. We can't just say, oh, yeah, they going to go, sit down, talk to our children. Let them talk to you. Mama, what about this? Daddy, what about that? Let them talk to you. Don't shut them up. Don't shut them out. If you don't know how to talk to them, read up on it. We got internet. You have books. You have Google. You have all kind of social media. You don't know? Ask some of the children. Say, look, baby, pull this up for me. I want to study this. Sometimes they could teach you a few things. They know a lot. They're in social media every day. They know a lot of things. So listen to them sometimes when they're talking to you. Sometimes when their hormones are changing, it feels like a storm. Storm of emotions are raging. They may be irritable to sadness. They may be confident, and issues may come when issues may come up. They may have mood changes that occur. They may get anxious or depressed. You know, puberty brings about changes in their bodies. So we have to be able to tell them, baby, it's going to be all right. You're going to grow out of that. You're going to grow into a beautiful young lady. You're going to grow into a handsome young man. They need us to build their confidence. They don't need us to put them down. Pull your pants up. No, sit down and say, baby. Now, in this house, we do not wear our pants down. We wear them up, and we put a belt on. Young lady, no, we don't show our female organs. We keep our blouses up or our dresses up, and we keep our skirts down. We have to tell them. Don't let them go around like the world dress. No, the world don't set tones for our children. The God already set what he wants for our children, so we have to keep teaching our children. Don't let them be ignorant because the devil want to use them. You know, old men, they want to talk to our young girls and our young boys and take them the wrong way, put them on drugs, alcohol, sexual. They want to make them prostitutes or you know how they want to do. You know you've been through some of these things. Don't act like, you know, as adults you haven't been through them. Now, we also have to teach them how to live pure lives. Many children think, oh, my God, what's that happening to me? Yeah, I like that boy. No, I like that girl. Oh, yeah, you can like them, but we don't want you to lust. That's a demon. No, we don't want you to lust after them. We talked about lust before, and it's not good. There's a difference between lust and love. There's a difference between lust and love. Most of the time, young people have lust, and it's not love. All right? So we talked about 1 Corinthians 13, what love is. God tells us what love is. Now, sexual love is nothing wrong with it, especially if you're married. You know, we talked about that scripture in 1 Corinthians 7:1, where it says it's better for a man or a boy not to touch a woman or a girl, but every man or every man have his own wife and every woman have her own husband. You know the scripture. If you don't know it, look it up, 1 Corinthians 7:1-2. Teach your children the word. Don't keep them in darkness. Don't keep them ignorant. We got to teach our children, teach our grandchildren the word. Now, we got to teach them about those sexually transmitted diseases, STD. The world teach them. When I went to school, my parents didn't teach me about STD, sexual diseases. They taught me in PE. They tell us about those things. They show pictures of them. I mean, they were graphic. You look at those pictures, you go like, whoa, no, not me. I don't want that. STD, sexually transmitted diseases. They can infect your mouth if you get involved in sexual things, in your genitals, in your anal areas of your body, and even your skin can be affected. You know, sometimes we don't like to talk to our children about these things. But, you know, youth leaders in churches, you got to talk to the children. Tell them the truth. Don't try to hide it from them because the devil going to tell them. But the devil not going to tell them in a way that they need to learn. God put it there for us to learn about. We got to not stay in ignorance. We got to keep teaching our children. These diseases are either viral or bacterial. A viral disease is an infection. A viral infection is caused by a virus that cannot be cured. So some diseases, sexual diseases, cannot be cured. Some of those diseases drive people insane. They have mental problems from getting into sex and having sexual diseases. Now, a bacterial infection is caused by a bacterial organism, and it can be cured if treated early. Both of these infections have long-term effects. Alcohol and drugs are used frequently to play a role in the body. The STD transmitted, they may both cause impaired judgment when they're drinking, drugging. All those things leave a person vulnerable to engage in risky behaviors such as unprotected sex, unwanted sex. Many girls get raped. Many boys get raped while they're young. And you're like, what's wrong with my child? Talk to them. What happened to you, baby? Caution them about these things. Let them know about these things. Don't keep them in the dark. Tell them. About going with strangers, talking to strangers. You know, a lot of children sometimes are lured by strangers. So you got to teach them and train them. You can't just keep them under your wings all the time. They're going to grow up and got to go out in the world. So prepare them. Prepare them to go into the world. But they don't have to be a part of the world. But they're going to have to go into the world. Some of them are going to have jobs in the world. Some people talk to them about things that are not holy. But you got to instill in them holy things so that they could continue in God's way. The only sure way to avoid STD, sexually transmitted diseases, is not to have vaginal, anal, or oral sex. It's to stay away from those things. Now, so here's some questions. It's open discussion time. If you want to discuss these things, how do you feel about sex? Do you feel sex is... it's okay to have sex as a teenager. So I'm opening all the lines. We can have some discussions about these things. Hopefully the teenagers will speak tonight as well. How do you feel about sex? Do you think it's okay to have sex as a teen? Who wants to talk first? Say your name and state your statement. Y'all really quiet on me. Nobody, I can hear your minds are clicking. Nobody want to say anything. Anybody, somebody, everybody, anybody have anything they want to say about it? All righty. Well, I see one number here that's on mute. I'm sorry, I'm unmuting the lines. I thought every line was unmuted, but some of them are not. But we got to teach our young people. Now, I'm going to tell you, since no one's talking, no, it's not okay to have sex as a teen, even as a single female or male. No, God forbid. He didn't want us to have sex if we're not married. But sex is enjoyable in the right setting. You heard that rap tonight? No wed?
Yeah, that
no bed.
Cute.
And that's how God is. No wed, no bed. So we got to remember to teach our young people, listen, God said in 1 Corinthians 7:1, it's better for a man not to touch a woman, but every man have their own husband or own wife. So we got to remember these things to teach them to our young people. No. And then many young people have not read the word. They don't know those scriptures. Teach them. Look them up. Google talking to my child about sex. Google these things. Go on the internet. Talk. What do I tell my child? What do I tell my grandchild about sex? If you engage in sex as a teenager, these things can happen. So you have to make sure, not we don't want you to be protected with pills or prophylactics? No, that's the devil's way. That's not God's way. God said abstain. Do not engage in sexual activity until you get married. No wed, no bed. No wedding, no bed. Mm-mm, it's wrong. The Bible says that marriage is honorable before God, but the bed is undefiled. So you don't have sex outside of marriage. Mm-mm. And if two people are married, they don't have sex? No. Outside of that marriage, you stay in that marriage. All right, let's talk a little bit about passion. Passion is strong and very controllable emotion, intense sexual desires. So we have to be careful about what we're getting ourselves into. You don't, young ladies and young men, you don't want to get in a car by yourself with each other. No, you want to protect yourself in a group. We talk about dating. No, no, no. No, that's not God's way. Get in a group and go out. Protect yourself because you can find yourself in a situation you don't know how to get out of. What is lust?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strong sexual desire, very strong sexual desire for someone else. I'm sorry, was someone saying something and I didn't hear you? Anybody wanted to comment, say something, add something?
It's Mary.
Okay,
and
Sister Mary,
I just wanted to say a thank you for this university lesson. As a former state board member of the education over the state, I saw some things, and I was on the board at a time when a lot of the sexual focus in education was coming out, and that was the beginning of actual training of children and young people to think about sexual things instead of being taught math and language and English, social studies, real history. It was a time when schools were required to teach the children about sexual things that were far above where they should have been focusing. And the scripture that comes to mind is, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And all across this nation, that scripture, among others, and that was chapter 14 of Proverbs, that scripture tells for me where our education system has gone wrong. That was a time when we were voting me against allowing Planned Parenthood in the schools to teach the children about relationships. That was the way of man.
Yeah.
And the end thereof ways of death. And we have, over the last 25, 30 years, have gradually seen how the Lord's way has been attacked and eroded by Satan. And that, I'm sorry, that was all I wanted to say.
Thank you so much for sharing that information. That was valuable information. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yes, we have to teach our young people. We can't keep them in the dark because let me tell you something. They're going to find out the wrong way if we don't teach them. So we have to teach them God's way. What do you do when you have sexual feelings happening in your body? One thing we have to do is exercise sexual restraint. Control your desires. Sexual control, discipline. Now, discipline is something that you are taught at home. Sister Mary was saying what they were doing in the public schools, but God gave parents that responsibility to train their children. He said train them up in the way they should go. Part of the way they should go is the right way, learning how to have self-control, how to have self-control in every area of your life. Many children start off telling things that are not true. They're 4 or 5 years old, but then you have to tell them, listen, baby, that's fantasy. Now we're going to get to the truth. Yeah, that's normal for children when they're real young to tell them. But when they get teenagers, no, you don't tell. No, you tell the truth. I'm not going to whip you for telling the truth. I'm going to listen to you, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. A lot of children are afraid of telling the truth because they'll get a whipping. But it's not good to whip our children for telling a lie. We told lies. Listen to them and get it straight with them. Explain to them, listen, lying is an abomination. It's against God's law. He wants us to tell the truth. So allow the children, somebody has a radio or something on in the background. I'm sorry, would you put your phone on mute? Thank you. So many times our children, they're not taught. They remain ignorant. We don't beat them for every little thing. The Bible tells us about what to do. Yeah, there are certain things when you done taught them, when you have taught them the right from wrong, and as they grow, as they grow and develop, sometimes you do have to use the rod of correction. The Bible says if you beat them with the rod, it won't kill them. But there are certain you have to make sure you taught them. Don't beat them for things that they don't know or that you haven't taught them. They don't know these things. They don't know a lot of things unless you teach them. I was at downtown at the library one time, and this lady was cussing her two-year-old out. I said, what are you doing? I screamed. She said, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I said, no, you need to apologize to that one that you carried for 9 months in your belly. Not to me. That you don't know me. But apologize to your child. But he walking in the street. I said, ma'am, if you will put that cell phone in your purse or your pocket, and you would hold your baby's hand, they wouldn't walk in the street. So we got to teach them and then train them. So if you're going through sexual things in your body, you don't know how to handle them, tell your parents. Tell a close friend. Now, parents, we have to be vulnerable. We have to allow our children to talk to us. Now, I mean, sometimes, yeah, we may be embarrassed, but we still have to talk to them about sex, about alcohol, about drugs. We have to get, to those things. Teach them these things. Teach them. Talk. You could talk to your parents. Talk to your church leaders. You want to talk to a family member. But talk to people that are godly. Don't look for, people on the street who are doing the wrong thing. Choices we make can have a great, can help us have a great future. Filled with a good life, or it can be filled with a life of regret and have serious consequences. So young people, old people, middle age, whatever age you are, God allows us to make choices, but make wise choices. If you choose to have sex as a teen, these things could happen. Teen pregnancy. God forbid teen pregnancy. No. You're too young to handle pregnancy. Your body is going through hormonal changes, but God is allowing you to grow and develop into young men and young women. So when you get married, your body will be, already ready, but it's in marriage. So, when you're going through these things, talk to your parents about it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Abortion is not an option. No, it's not an option. Many people will tell you, oh, baby, you could get rid of that. No. I've heard of women getting rid of babies, and they hear the baby crying after they aborted them. They could hear the baby. The baby was driving them crazy in the spirit. They could hear it. They go like, oh, my God, I could still hear my baby crying. Yes, there are consequences for doing these things. God says they're an abomination to him. No human being has the right to take another life. That is murder. That is murder. You can't take another life. That's murder. A lot of people say, well, oh, you know, I don't want it. You don't want it? God gave it to you. Birth it and look for another person who wants a child. There are many women who don't have children. They're barren. They never had children. Look for somebody who wants your child. Carry the baby, but don't abort a child. No. And don't take birth control. Abstain from sex. That means don't have sex until you get married. No way, no bed. No way, no bed. So it would be easier if you abstain from sex because the consequences are grave. Suppose you get pregnant as a child and you go into labor and delivery and you die. I mean, many women, teenagers, have died in childbirth. Too young. Complications come up. Many women have babies that come out feet first. Many of them have babies that are the umbilical cord wrapped around. You're too young to handle those things. You're too young to get into those things. Make proper choices. Can you afford? You want to think about these things. If you decide or if you get pregnant, some people say it's a mistake. You get pregnant by mistake. You may want to call it that. Okay. But you have to prepare yourself. What are you going to do if you get in a situation where a boy says to you, come on, let's go to bed, or a girl said to you, come on, let's go, what are you going to do? Decide beforehand what you're going to do. What you're going to do. So if you get in a situation, you get pregnant, what can you do? Can you take care of a baby as a teenager? Can you provide food, milk, whatever they need, clothes, doctor visits, birth and delivery? After your baby is born, can you feed them? Can you clothe them? What can you do? Can you take care of them for 18 years or more? What do you think is the best choice? You know what it is? Abstinence, not abortion. Abstinence. So I want you to think about this. I owe it to myself to have the life God wants me to have. I owe it to myself to have the life God wants me to have. The life God wants me to have is far better than the life I could have for myself. I owe it to myself not to enslave or entangle myself in the bondage of sin that causes heartaches. Lust can cause heartaches. You keep lusting, it can cause heartaches. It's sin. Pain, physical pain, emotional pain, worry, tension, stress. Some girls miss their period. Oh, mom, am I pregnant? Oh, many girls have told young men they were pregnant. What they do, they leave them because they don't want that. It's too much responsibility. Girls say, but I love him. Yeah, but does he love you? Love is not the same thing. It's lust. It's not what you think it is. Most boys are lusting after girls. Most girls are lusting after boys. It's not love. You owe it to yourself to receive God's life for you. Jeremiah 29, he says he knows the thoughts he has for you. They're good thoughts, not evil, to give you a future and a hope. They're great plans that God has for your life. Don't mess up the plans God has for you. God has plans. He don't want to abandon you. He wants to teach you the right way. You owe it to yourself not to get into the world system that leads to prison life, shoplifting, gangs, murder, all kinds of crimes. You know, some young people don't listen. They're determined to do it their way, but that's going to bring about destruction in your life. It's going to bring about regret. Babies out of wedlock. You owe it to yourself not to get the world system as babies out of wedlock. Unwed mama, unwed daddy, hoochie mama lifestyle, several babies. Many girls have several babies by different men. That's why God said it's better for a man not to touch a woman or a boy not to touch a woman, but every boy, every man have his own wife. Every woman have their own husband. Sometimes you get into the lifestyle of the food stamp, welfare check. It's a trap. It's a trap from the enemy. Addictions on food, drugs, sex, alcohol, these are addictions. Hoochie daddy lifestyle, baby mama daddy, several babies by different women. These are traps from the devil. Booty call, you know, your girlfriend call you or your boyfriend call you. Let's sneak out the house. Let's go do. No, it's a trap from the enemy. There, people used to say, you can't do wrong and get by. No way, tell them. No way, no bed. Now, boys, you could tell a girl. You know how the girls, they run after boys today. They go like, oh, yeah, you so fine, you muscles. Uh-uh, that's a trap from the enemy. So run from them. Young women and young men become prostitutes, get into sex trafficking. All these things are not a part of what God wants. You have to learn to say no to the devil and yes to God. The devil traps you, but God has freedom for you. He don't. God, the devil has demonic strongholds for you. When you die to yourself, you put God first above what you want. When you die to yourself, you may feel neglected. You may feel when people, you know, say bad things about you, but you pray for them. You pray for them. It may hurt. You pray for them. When you have to go through people accusing you falsely, pray for them. That's dying to yourself. When you hold grudges or gossip, no, we can't do that. We can't hold grudges or gossip about each other. You got to die to yourself. Choose. Do not choose to disobey your mother or your father. No, you got to die to yourself. When you choose to think positive instead of negative, that's dying to yourself. When your friends are drinking alcohol, doing drugs, and you choose not to, that's dying to yourself. When you feel like not following your parents' instructions, do it anyway. Don't get the wrong attitude. They say, do your homework. You go, You grumble under your breath. Because, you know, some parents, my parents, they'll be throwing a shoe at you or hitting you, you know, throwing a whipping you with an electrical, something. Don't mumble. Do what they ask you to do. Obedience is the key. Do your homework, do your dishes, clean your room, come home on time, go where they instructed you to go, keeping a good attitude through all of this. God has greater plans for you. He has really good plans. Read Jeremiah 29:11. We're almost finished with this lesson, but I want to tell you some things in case I don't talk to you. You need to know God has great plans for your life and part of your land. Your plan, he wants to make you strong and very courageous. You know, sometimes I don't talk to some of you. Some of you, maybe your first time on here. So next week you may not be on, so I'm going to tell you this week. Be strong and courageous. Obey what your parents tell you. Obey what your teachers tell you. You're not grown yet. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I know sometimes old school seems too old for you, but it's the best thing. We had old school when we were growing up. New school? Oh, I don't know about that. Sometimes new school don't know. Trials come in your life to make you stronger. I read a story about a young man. You know, many people are, they're not even whole. They don't feel whole. But I read a story about a young man. He was very tough. There's a saying that says tough people last. But, you know, trials come to make you stronger. Now, his name was Nicholas James. I don't know how to pronounce it. V-U-J-I-C-I-C. He was known as Nick. He was born in 1982. He was an Australian-American. He became a Christian, evangelist, motivational speaker. He was born with a rare disease. It was called P-H-O-C-O-M-E-L-I-A. It was characterized by the absence of arms and legs. He was born without arms and legs. He went through tremendous struggles through his life. He questioned why God allowed him to be born with no arms and no legs. But once he met Jesus, accepted Jesus' love for his life, he developed a relationship with Jesus. And he came to the realization that God had a plan for his life. Even though he was born without arms and legs, he learned to swim. If you read about his life right now, he learned to swim. He learned all kind of things. He even got married and have children. He doesn't have any arms nor legs. He's still living today. Now, but let me tell you something. Many people, he didn't consider himself handicapped. His mother didn't teach him, like, he could put his clothes on. He could write. He could do all kind of things. Many people are handicapped in their mind. They have arms, legs, eyes, ears, every part of their body, but their mind limits them. Don't let your mind limit you. The devil is real. He wants to stop you from fulfilling God's plan. You must take courage, strength from God. The scripture says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So choose God's plan for your life. Don't choose your own plan. It's not going to work. God has a better plan for your life. So choose God's plan. All right. So that's pretty much our lesson. That's our lesson for tonight. Anybody have any questions, any comments about the lesson for tonight? All right. Well, we're going to do biblical facts. We have some biblical facts for you guys. If you know the answer, don't say, I got it. No, just state your name and the answer. How many books are there in the epistles? How many books are there in the epistles? There's some epistles in the Bible. Who knows? Come on, adults. Come on, children. What's the answer? How many books are there in the epistles? I'll give you a clue. The epistles in the New Testament, how many? I'm not giving the answers. Look it up if you don't know it. I'm going to move right along. Nobody answered. What's the last book in the epistles? You got to know the first one first. What's the last book in the epistles? Some of these adults on here know. Come on. Answer the questions, y'all.
This is Sister Nadella.
I'm saying it again. State your name and the answer again, please.
This is Sister Annette. The last book is Revelation.
Not in the epistles.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay. You close, though. Look up the last book in the epistles. All right, next question. How many major prophets are there? How many major prophets are there? Who knows?
This is Nino.
Okay.
There's five.
All right. Five major prophets. Can you name them? Levi, can you name them?
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel.
No, you were right when you said Lamentations. Go ahead.
Okay.
Lamentations, Ezekiel, and who else?
Daniel.
Excellent job. All right. Out of the mouth of young people. All right. What? This is the next question. Which major prophet had dreams, interpretations, and purpose in his heart not to sin against God? Which major prophet had dreams, interpretations, and purpose in his heart not to sin against God? Who was it? State your name and the answer. Don't be afraid. I mean, you know. We don't know everything. We can make mistakes. I mean, I do it all the time. Come on.
This is Micah Turner. It was Prophet Daniel.
Prophet Daniel. Amen. You're right. All right, last question of the biblical facts. What does Colossians 3 say? We had that one last week. What does Colossians 3 say? Hello? 3:20. I apologize. What does Colossians 3:20 say? I'm sorry. I don't want you to give me the whole book, the whole chapter. Colossians 3, verse 20, what does it say? Come on, somebody should have Googled it by now.
This is Tyrese.
Hello?
Yes, state your name and the answer. More than one person can answer.
My name is Chelsea Sullivan.
In all things. For this is well pleasing unto the Lord.
All right. Tyree, say that again.
Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord.
Thank you, Tyrese. Now someone else answered too. What's your name?
Chelsea.
Chelsea. All right, Chelsea.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. Do you have, what's the answer, Chelsea?
Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
Amen. Chelsea, where are you from?
I'm from Hot Coffee, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Who are you related to, Chelsea?
Miss Vaughn. Miss Lola Vaughn is my godmother.
All right. Thank you, Chelsea, for coming on. I appreciate you. We're on every Thursday. Say that again.
I'm glad to be here.
Oh, thank you, Chelsea. We appreciate you. How old are you, Chelsea?
I'm 16.
16, girl, you catch, I mean, you catching up with me. All right. So we're gonna skip Who Am I tonight. We're gonna go to our co-host. We're ready for our co-host again. Levi, co-host, go ahead. Levi, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You're introducing your dad now.
Yes. Yeah. It's time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor Turner.
Hallelujah. I thank God for the word that went forth thus far. And what we're saying is a major. I love what you're saying, Sister G. This is we need to get it right now and apply it right now. And what I want to do right now is see if anyone, we're just going to do a call of salvation right now. And what we're going to say is, Lord God, we know that we are sinners. We know we all fall short of the glory of God. But for the ones that want that relationship, we say, Lord God, please forgive us for everything that we said, did, and thought in our mind. Come into my heart. I am tired of living day by day in sin. It doesn't matter what you did, but you ask him to come into your heart. You confess him as your Lord and your Savior. Romans 10 and 9. It states, hey, look, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all of your sins. He was whooped for your healing too. So he was whooped for all kind of sickness and diseases. So it doesn't matter. Everything, confess it with your mouth, believe it in your heart, you will be saved. And then you praise God for doing it. Don't worry about your circumstance, your situation. Don't worry that whatever's in the front of your face, throw it out. Cast your care. That's what the Bible says. Cast your care on me. Trust in him. Lean not to your own understanding. You have it. And I promise you, your greater days. We in our greater days right now, but we have to get that mindset. We get that mindset of greater. We will be the head and not the tail. We shall be. And you glorify God, because I guarantee you, angels are glorifying God with you for your life. Amen. And we seal this in the blood of Jesus, that no man can take it away. In the name of Jesus. I want to talk about seed. I want to talk about action. I desire to get this in. I will take action. We will take action. And what I'm saying is, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, and what I'm looking at, I have a little small story here to tell you. That just occurred tonight. Is that we can sometimes we can put things on ourselves. My back, my diabetes, my swollen ankles, my knee hurt. The doctor said I have this right here, you know, and we can put it on ourselves. Do you know when you speak it in the air? My son is, man, I hate when he act like that. My daughter she acting hoish. I don't need to. No, we have to watch what we speak. What we say, we speak life to that situation. And even now, we speak life. My daughter is beautiful. My daughter will come back home. My daughter will stop messing with that boy. My daughter will have a beautiful husband that loves the Lord. I will speak into my children today. And you know what? The situation tonight just amped me up for what's going on right now. The Lord said to me, he spoke to me, he says, just don't put peace in your house. You just can't put peace in the car when you have a discrepancy. You have to put it in your heart. He said, write it down on the tables of your heart. Why did he say write it down on your heart? No man can go physically go in your heart and take words off. So therefore, you write it on your heart. You have the faith with love. Understand God brings the increase. That's the smallest seed, mustard seed. I have the faith. Matthew's 21 and 21 stated that. He says, you can tell the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. So therefore, we have to do these things and we have to speak accordingly because we are citizens of heaven. So therefore, we have to speak, I shall. It has to change. So he says about the mustard seed, and so God was breaking it down. He said, just don't put peace in areas. He said, put the peace inside of people. Start speaking inside of your situation. Yes, start speaking inside. Plead the blood of Jesus over your son's bed. Plead the blood of Jesus over the neighborhood. But I tell you what, go in each and every house, Lord God, and may the blood cover the bed. May the blood consume them in the name of Jesus. We plant a change of thought, their thought pattern. We change it up right now, even now as we're speaking. He said, my word is both alive. It's effective. So therefore, if he's in us, we have to start speaking those things as though they were. And we speak, this generation shall not fall to the tricks of the enemy. We speak right now divine order in my home. You can say that with me. I speak divine order in our home. I speak divine order in our businesses. I speak divine order in my job and in the world. Divine order. He does things in decent and order. And also, when we go to the throne, he says in the Hebrew, and I have my son, the pound the pump with me here, Hebrew 4 and 16, he says this.
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
We take it there, that's Hebrews 4 and 16. Then we take it another spot, Philippians 4 and 6 through 7.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
So this is what we're doing. We're taking back. We're taking action. We're taking that small seed, we put it in some good soil, and you know what? The water is the water that flows out of your mouth. Because he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's going to water your faith. That's going to water your seed. And this right here, what you speaking over your house, your business, the congregation, whatever, you know what? It's some people on here right now that are sick, and even the one with the cough. The minister with the cough, the sister of evangelist, or I forgot your name, but even with the cough, I speak and I touch and agree with you that cough will not be. And we said we returned it to sender. We do it like Elvis Presley. It's time for us to get physical and passionately pursue the enemy like he's been doing to our generation. No more will we lay down and have sugar-coated candy prayers. No more will we keep eating and gluttony and everything like that. No, it's time for us to take back the generation that God has given us. He said, I give you dominion. What are we going to do with this dominion? We have to answer to him. Didn't I tell you to speak life? Speak life to my home first. You know what? I'm not speaking to my household so I can sleep peacefully. I'm speaking to the individuals that have God in the inside of them because you know what? It's going to radiate off of them. I'm speaking to my neighbors, and I'm speaking to the area. When I walk into the store, Lord God, let an angel go before me. And when they look upon me, let it consume them. This is what we're doing. No more. And I pray this to be effective in your life immediately. Lord God, even right now, Lord God, we bind those words, because we not only can bind the enemy, but we can bind things to us. So we bind the word of truth to us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Pressing in the atmosphere, we take our aim in the atmosphere right now, and we're pulling things down in the name of Jesus. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. And we say that over the radio. We say it out loud. We say it through the house. We're letting him know that we declare, we decree, and we take dominion. At the same time, in the name of Jesus, be blessed.
Amen. Woo, powerful message, short, powerful. Seed, the title of the message is seed. Take action. Faith, we have the faith of the size of a mustard seed. My God, thank you, Pastor Turner. Awesome word. We're going to hear from our co-host again.
God is so good. He allowed Sister G to write and get published her third book called The Diary of an Unwed Mother, Volume 2, A New Beginning. You can purchase it on Amazon or call her to order your copies for you and your family and others. Also, we are so grateful to each of you for being part of University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week.
Amen, amen. Anyone have any things they want to add tonight before we close out? We're going to be having a closing prayer in just a few minutes. Anybody have any questions, anything they want to add tonight? All the lines are unmuted.
I have one more thing, Pastor Turner.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, for everyone that is dealing with a situation, like my son said at the beginning, he felt back pain. He started praying for it. So for every situation in the life that's dealing with the health, I'm going to say it again. Please speak to it and believe with love that your Father will not let you suffer. Whatever the doctor say, apply the name of Jesus. And believe so much that people think that you're crazy. I know you can't talk and tell everybody everything because they'll think that you're silly in the head. But my thing is, please believe in what you say. Please believe in what you say. We can't text holiness and then I talk to you, and then it's another thing. We have to stick to it and let it stick real. It has to be for real in our life, because when people look upon us and we say that we're saints, understand, the windows are the eyes to the soul. And when you open your mouth, it should match what your soul is saying. When you're texting, whether you're talking at work, writing down scriptures and everything, get it in the inside of your heart and believe so much that you walk out in healing. And the doctors have to go and lay down in their office and say, Lord God, I don't know what happened. It's all gone. They have to say, Lord God, I give you praise. We have to show them that our situation is already covered. Come go with us. Come on aside. We the winning side. The mink shall inherit the earth. We're the mink. All right. Amen. I love you.
Amen. Love you too. Well, we thank God for those encouraging words again from Pastor John Turner from Holland, Michigan, and his children. So we're going to ask the family to sing that other song that they have for us. And then we're going to pray and close out. Any more questions before they sing? Comments, statements? All right, Turner family, we're ready for the song.
We're going to tear your kingdom down. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. You've been building your kingdom all over this land. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down.
Coming forward.
Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.